Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Companies to watch.
This week on Companies to Watch, we placed the spotlight on Ant Group's IPO, which would have been listed today.
It would have been, but it was scuppered in a shock announcement. So Jack Ma was poised to become Asia's richest person with this debut. And it was meant to happen on the Hong Kong Bourse in Shanghai's Star Market. It would have been record-breaking.
Did that affect his net wealth or net worth? Yes, actually it did. Tumbled, and both retail and institutional investors who were betting on a big first day pop, they are now in a bit of a limbo.
That's right. So how did this happen? Chinese authorities abruptly announced that they may not meet listing qualifications or disclosure requirements at Ant Group, and also cited recent changes in the fintech regulatory environment. So the question is, what does that mean for the future of the world's biggest ever stock market debut?
Let's find out from Guoli Chen, Professor of Strategy at INSEAD. Prof, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
Very good, sir. Thank you so much for taking the time. Let's start off by talking about the fact that this IPO, which should have happened today, the listing should have happened today, it's not happening. Is it fair to ask if this can be revived? What needs to be done to revive it? Do they need to overhaul the business? Do they need to meet new regulations? What are your thoughts on it?
Yes, I think the news of the IPO suspension is a kind of surprise to all of us. I think the official reason is pretty short. The regulator says that Ant Group may not meet the listing and disclosure requirement due to the change in the regulatory environment in China. So the technical reason is whether Ant Financial is a tech company or is a finance company. Existing requirements and disclosures and even the valuation of the company will be different.
I was going to jump in there because it feels like this classic conversation that many have had in the fintech space for a number of years now, which is, when do you define a fintech company, one that lends money to people or makes this money available, creates this ecosystem for the flow of money? When do you call that a bank? It always feels like the regulators are just catching up.
Well, I mean, if you take a look at the history, development of Ant Financial, right? So about 5 months ago, that the Ant Financial tried to rebrand itself. Ant Technology actually changed the official name from the Ant Micro Financial Services to Ant Tech Group, right? So, but from the regulator's perspective, if we take a detailed look of the Ant revenue, and 37% from the payment structure, and then the remaining, or the majority is from the consumer loan, from the micro loan, and actually the micro loan itself contributes about 50% of the profits. So I think it's arguably, from the regulator's perspective, actually it's really get into the core business of finance. So that is the reason I think now the Chinese regulator is inclined to think and it's a finance company rather than just a pure tech company. And given that the Beijing government is really concerned about what the fintech company and the business model that it uses might affect the systematic risks of the whole financial system for the whole country. So they try to be more stringent in terms of the regulatory requirements. And it's interesting that just 2 days ago that the regulators come up with the new set of the rules, and it requires that the Ant Financial that they need to comply with the new capital requirements and some other new restrictions that impose on the Ant Group. And you also need to reapply for the license. Right now, it's more like province-based, and then, so it will require the Ant Group to apply for the operating license to operate nationwide, right? So for this kind of the technical requirements, I think Ant Group should be able to fulfill it. I think such a requirement might create some hurdles for the small fintech company, but for Ant Group, I don't think this is a big issue. One of the major concerns, I think, from the Ant Group or the investors' perspective, is about the valuation. The reason is because that in the new requirements that it says that, okay, if in the future, if you want to do a joint loan insurance with your cooperative banks, then the fintech or the internet-based microloan company, including Ant Finance, itself had to provide at least 30% of the total funding. Okay, so 30%, this is the key words right now. Because if we take a look of the current business model, about 2.15 trillion of the renminbi micro loans, 98% of money, actually, it's from the cooperative banking. It's not from the N Group, right? The N Group only provide 2% of this micro loan, which means that N Group actually use a very, very high leverage. So if in the future, if they have to comply with like the 30% have to come from the fintech company, which means that the company cannot use high leverage, which means that the valuation of the company are going to be lower. So to me, I think it's more about the changing of the regulatory environment, like the fintech company and some of the technical issues that and financial have to comply with. But the core question is like the valuation.
Yeah. Right,
so
right.
So it sounds like if N Group does get its IPO back on track, it might take a dent on valuations because of tighter regulations, change in business model and potential costs. And I think it's worth also pointing out that the current business model is more of a matchmaker model, and you've got the banks, the conventional banks, taking most of the risk. Like you pointed out, the capital requirements for where it is now, it just needs to stump up 2%. Regulators want to raise this to 30%. And it's interesting as well, last month, Jack Ma criticized the current system of the banking system that it's operating in a very old business model. He compared it to being run as a pawn shop because of the collateral that you need to put up. So how much do you agree with his view that the current system is stifling innovation? Because if you look at how N Group has revolutionized the industry, it is actually promoting lending. It's helping micro lending and small businesses get loans, and that actually helps the economy. What's the problem here with how he's doing it?
Well, so I think the business model at the N Group actually is pretty innovative in terms of it really penetrates or enables of the micro loans or the loans to the small business owners, which is not available from the traditional business bank's perspective, right? So from that perspective, actually, it's pretty innovative. And for the regulators' perspective, I think it's the balance about this like innovation versus the regulations or risk versus innovation, right? So if you think about the finance industry in general, I think across all the countries, this one of the most highly regulated place. And to me, I think Chinese governments in general is pro-innovation. And if we take a look at the recent years and the new business models and those high-tech companies happens in China, I think in general it's pro-innovation and the results look good so far. But again, if we think about the whole finance system and also right now, that the microloans, because they do not exactly use the traditional way of the credit system, the collateral, right? So that perspective, if from the regulator's perspective, it also poses some of the risk, right? So the risk is there, and given the high leverage that M Financial is using, although it claimed that it's just a platform, it just do the matchmaking, right? But the issue is nowadays, if the total loan under this platform is already more than 1 trillion of the renminbi, and then historically, I think China has learned what happens, including its own country's history, but also they observe what happens in other countries, the finance system. It's one of the critical concerns for them. So overall, I think the issue is the balance between the risk versus the innovation. So it's a dedicated balance. It's not easy to make such a balance. And especially right now, if the financial is IPO today, everybody is looking for it. But once it becomes the third largest company, in China, just second to the Tencent and Alibaba Group, and then it will be even more difficult to do the monitoring. So I think that could be one of the reasons why at the current moment, and then the regulators that say, hey, stop, and then just revisit some of the details. Yeah.
Prof, we're going to have to leave it at that. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We've been speaking to Guo Li Chen, Professor of Strategy at INSEAD. Prof, thanks for your time. Take care and stay safe,
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.